In general, marine organisms are well adapted to life in the ocean, where they live in an environment of abundant water. Water is essential for all living organisms to survive and is the majority of the body weight for marine critters, you and me. This image displays the water content of selected organisms. Notice that jellies are 95% water and humans are 65% water. Water is also a raw material in the photosynthesis of food by marine phytoplankton. However, many of the physical features of the ocean do affect the physiology of its inhabitants. There are challenges to living within a watery world constantly bathed with salt water. The challenges include staying in the sunlit region of the water column, obtaining enough nutrients for growth, and reproducing quickly when conditions are favorable. Some advantages to life in the ocean are that there is never a shortage of water and that the water physically supports the ocean's plants and animals. For example, phytoplankton need to stay afloat within the upper surface waters, so they can depend on the saltiness of the water to provide buoyancy and the viscosity of the water to provide frictional resistance to sinking. Another condition of ocean life is adjusting to water pressure, especially as depth increases. However, most ocean critters, with the exception of marine mammals, do not really feel the effects of pressure. This is because most do not have lungs and ear canals. An important property of water is that it is nearly incompressible, so critters' water-filled bodies have the same pressure pushing outward from within their bodies as is pushing on their bodies from the surrounding water. Many fishes have a swim bladder to adjust their buoyancy and regulate their depth in the ocean's water column. Seawater carries within it the dissolved gases and minerals organisms need to survive. Most animals that live in the ocean, except for air-breathing marine mammals and a few fishes, must extract dissolved oxygen from seawater. How do they do this? Most animals have specially designed fibrous respiratory organs called gills that exchange oxygen and carbon dioxide directly with seawater. For example, most fish take a gulp of seawater through their mouths, pass it through their gills to extract oxygen, and then expel it through the gill slits on the sides of their bodies. Many marine invertebrates have gills that extend from the surface of their body. Marine snails have gills inside the mantle cavity of their shell, and critters without gills exchange oxygen and carbon dioxide directly through their bodies' outer cells by diffusion.